I broke into this business when I was young. I was 13. I was bar mitzvahed. That's a stand-up gig the Jews have. You say a few prayers over a credit card, bam, you're a man. It's supposed to mark the passage of puberty, but what I find interesting, there's no book in the Bible about puberty, except for the one that Jimmy Swaggart is writing even as I speak. It's unbelievable to me. We had a big party afterwards, because whenever a major event, you have to have a big party, you have to serve lots of food. Because when Jews get together, they have to have a lot of food. They don't give a shit what it tastes like. They don't, as long as there's a lot of it. We eat a food. There's a food stuff. You want to see a psychotic food stuff? Get your hands on a thing called Mandelbrot, okay? This stuff, you actually take it, you can break your tooth on it, all right? You can put it in a cup of coffee for a week, throw it at somebody, it'll hurt them. And this is a dessert. It's like Zweiback to the 100th power. We eat brisket. You ever seen brisket? The only reason Jews eat brisket is we're the only people who could find it on the cow. So we had a big party. My parents rented out a generic Ramada Inn, which is, and then what we did was we had a big party in a room like this, the Neptune Room. Fish heads coming out of the wall, scuba equipment everywhere. They rolled out a large chopped tuna fish mold in the shape of my body. They handed everybody some Ritz crackers, and by keeping an obviously low overhead, I made, $1,500 that day. That was 1964. Actually, even earlier, 61. That's $15,000 today. My father saw that money. He said, fuck this, we're going on the road. And so we did. Every Saturday, we'd go to towns and villages where Jews dwelled. And I'd do my gig.